If you're like other radio stations chasing more website traffic, better SEO, and deeper community ties, well, then local content is the answer. So let's unpack why it works and how you can do it without really much of a lift. As you can imagine here at Skyrocket Radio, we do a lot of new website launches. And we're always asking the question, where's that content coming from to bring people back to the website day after day? Now, some stations have a news person or someone assigned to keeping the website fresh, and that's great if you have. But others want a shiny new website and don't really have a plan for the content once it's built. So naturally, the next question comes from them is, can we automate it? And normally that's the start of a bad road, because when you don't have somebody to create website content, it's natural, perfectly natural for thoughts to turn to, you know, grabbing an RSS feed or dropping in a national or entertainment news widget or something like that. After all, you're busy, you got a station to run, but here's the thing, that kind of content doesn't help your website really much at all. In fact, it could be doing more harm than good. Now, we're here to talk about why local content is a whole lot better. But before we jump into that, let's talk about RSS feeds and the content for just a minute. There's two different kinds. There's RSS widgets. They're basically those windows into another website, like a box on a homepage or something like that. When visitors click on the headline, they're taken off to another website, whether it be Fox News, ABC, CMT, Rolling Stone, I mean, anything like that, all right? So it means that you lose out on the engagement and potential revenue from them sticking around on your website longer. I mean, these widgets are like excuses for them to leave. You're just saying, hey, welcome to our website. Leave and go here. That's basically what you're saying if you have one of these RSS widgets on your homepage. RSS feed imports, they're a whole lot better. But, I mean, they bring people into your website and they allow people to read the content without leaving. That's absolutely the best way to go if you are going to have RSS content on your website. It's automated. The posts just keep coming in and you really are just kind of hands off on it. If you've chosen a reputable source, all of the images have copyright protection, so you don't have that to worry about, and it's a service. And there are a couple of different services out there that do offer either national or entertainment news. Now, that is better, but it's really not ideal. Why? Well, because usually this content is taken from somewhere else that was originally posted either on one of those services or something like that, and then you're just receiving a copy of it. And so it's been seen elsewhere more than likely. Think about it. If there are thousands of websites downloading this content, the chances of your website it being the first place that people have seen it, it's probably pretty low that they're seeing it for the very first time on your website. And like I said, that content is duplicated across dozens or even hundreds of other websites. And this brings a lot of downsides to importing that RSS content. Sure, now if you don't have anybody, anything like that at the radio station, sure, you can attempt to do this, but we're going to hope to maybe empower you to maybe rethink some things and maybe have some people do some things a little bit different to actually do local content on your website. Even with imported RSS content, while they're better than widgets, they still have some drawbacks. First, like we said, this content is not unique. Search engines like Google prioritize original content and they penalize websites for having duplicate posts. All right. So we've even actually seen some stations want to, you know, generate extra revenue from having AdSense on their website, but AdSense comes to their website, sees that they're importing news from these other sources and saying, no, we can't let you make money off of this content that you're getting from everywhere else. So they actually have their AdSense denied because of that. All right. And this content, it doesn't build brand loyalty. Think about it. Readers might stumble on your website once, but then they won't see just the stories that they've already, you know, they've seen on other bigger news platforms or other places that they've already seen. And this content that you're importing, it misses your voice. If you have a big state presence or a big local presence, th- this outside content is probably not the right tone and the style that you would offer on the, you know, on air. So it doesn't sound like you, and it doesn't really represent you and your local personality. And that's where we think stations are really going to win in the future. The ones that survive or thrive and survive, they're going to be more niched and more local in their content across the board. All right. So, local content is going to connect people and connect people in your community with your radio station. People aren't looking for you to be the latest on national politics or celebrity gossip or anything like that. They want to know what's happening right here in their community. And local content doesn't have to mean that you have to be a full-blown journalism department or anything like that. You do not need to hire a big bunch of staff in order to create local content. You can think smaller and just more specific about the things that you put on your website, like community events, parades, farmers markets, charity runs. These can get searched for and shared often because where else is that content for your local market? Is it on a bunch of other websites? More than likely not, because I don't know anybody that has actually gone to a Chamber of Commerce website and looked on their events to see what's happening in their local area. They rely on us to tell them what is happening in the local area. And when we say it on air, we need to have it on our websites as well, because when people do a search for what's happening in your local market this weekend, they can find it on your website. Your website will actually show up in those search results. Things like obituaries. These are high traffic in some of the markets that actually do obituaries. In the very smaller markets, they say that obituaries is probably one of their highest traffic pages on their website, outperforming the homepage, the contest, and other events and stuff like that. You can also do high school sports. Parents, students, alumni, local sports updates drive passionate traffic, all right? And if you're doing the Friday night ball games and the basketball games and stuff like that on your radio station, have the recaps, and you can actually have AI take in the entire the audio from the ball game and then pull out the highlights, make a blog post from that, and put it on your website. If you're mentioning people's players' names in that broadcast, it's going to be a part of the blog post now. And so people share that out, saying that their son or their boy or whatever was mentioned in the newscast. All right. Local business highlights, you could do that. Openings, ribbon cuttings, five new spots to grab lunch downtown. That kind of content is going to keep your audience coming back. And if you think about it, that content isn't anywhere else on the internet. All right. So they're not just stopping in for a listen or just to, you know, get this or whatever. They're actually getting a connection with you and your radio station. Now, I know what you're probably thinking. This all sounds wonderful. This sounds great. I'd love to do this, but we have no time for that. Totally get it. You're already stretched. Creating local content sounds like just one more thing on your to-do list. But it might be easier than you think. I mean, like I mentioned, AI tools can help. They're great for summarizing press releases, entire audio broadcast. Turning your show content into articles and then getting a head start on drafts. I mean, our AI Content Helper Pro, it's one of our premium extensions, can help you create content a whole lot more easily, saving you hours in time in writing this content, coming up with the ideas, and even image editing as well. All right, so that's just one option. You can also get your team involved if you do have a team, because, I mean, it doesn't have to all fall on one person. And I have seen a lot of websites out there where it does actually fall on one particular person. But if you do have DJs, sales staff, even interns, they can contribute short posts to the website or event listings. I mean, and when you have all these people using AI to help them, well, then it's really not much of a workload at all. Because if you think about it, if you can paste in a URL to an event from somewhere else and have all of that information populated into an event listing that you can post on your website, that's really just a couple of clicks. And then if you have AI generating the image for you, all right, and it's a couple more clicks. So you're talking about maybe, you know, 2 minutes per article that you're putting on your website. All right. It can be done, and it can be easy. Just keep it simple. You don't, like I said, you don't have to have a big newsroom full of people and all this stuff and devoting a lot of time into the website content. Just one local post per week can shift the perception of your website from the, you know, wait a minute, this looks exactly like it did last month, to something a lot more meaningful to the people who actually come and engage with your radio station online. So why is it worth it? It isn't just about getting good community vibes. There are actually real benefits for your business in creating local content for your website. More time on site equals more ad revenue that you can charge for ads on your website. Oh, I hear it from a lot of radio stations that say, well, we don't get enough traffic to our website, so our sales team, they don't even sell it. And the reason that they don't sell it is because there's no content. There's no reason to come back to your website tomorrow and the next day and the next day. Local content is going to give listeners a reason to come back. And when they come back, you see those page views and those unique visitors start to climb, then the more that you can charge advertisers to be there. As a matter of fact, they're going to want to be there whenever you show them how much engagement you're getting from your local content. And original content is a lot better for your search engine optimization. SEO is a big thing. We've talked about it on numerous podcasts that we've done here and other podcasts and in our blog post, how original content gives you better SEO. It makes your entire website more sticky to search engines. And now, as we, you know, we've talked about the AI browsers and the AI search engines that are out there. They're not just giving people content and links to websites anymore. That's done. That's old school. All right. They're giving people actually summarizations of content that they are finding online. All right. And if they want to learn more, who's ever searching for this content, then they can click to the website that provided it. Original content websites are going to be the ones that thrive in this AI future. All right. So if your website is nothing but RSS feeds of content that appear on hundreds of other radio stations, then search doesn't have any reason to give your link and to recommend your content to anybody that is searching for anything. They're not going to, look at where the person is and then pick out a content that is nationwide, but just because you're local to them, provide that as your link. That's not going to happen. All right. So search engines provide links to content of the people who are our most relative and relevant and receive already the most engagement from that content. All right. So better original content is going to be better for your SEO. Then you have a local relevance equals new sponsorship opportunities. All right. So like I said, if advertisers are looking at your website and they're seeing nothing but national this and national that and what they, all right. So you have no local connection. Local businesses want to be connected to their local community. And then if you're looking at local, you're going to have a competitive edge, because if you think about it, if you are competing with any larger radio groups in your listening area, that may even be your biggest competition. They will not prioritize local content. All right. Hands down, the iHearts or whatever, if you go to their website, there is absolutely zero local content on there because they're focused on national advertisers and syndicated material. All right. So they have nobody in their markets that can actually put local content on their website. They're too busy putting in those national ads on their radio station. All right. So by leaning into your community roots, you can offer something that they just can't, a local personal connection to your audience. You don't have to compete with the national outlets at all. You just have to be the best and most useful digital voice for your area. All right. So I hope this has inspired you to start thinking differently about generating more local content. Now, if you need a partner to help you create a website that makes it easy for you and your team, or just you if you are a lone wolf or whatever, to post local content, then reach out to us at skyrocketradio.com. We'd love to help you grow your online presence. Have an awesome week online, making your radio station website better. See you next time.